570-578-9779.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, you know, we're busy, and you can't stay up on top of the news, so I'm going to present to you what happened over the weekend. America has sanctioned Russia, and the EU nations, NATO nations, have financially sanctioned Russia. Vladimir Putin... no problem. He has plenty. There are many nations that want to buy oil, gas from Russia. So out of the RussiaToday.com, Russia and Pakistan, a new agreement on a major energy deal. With the help of the world's fifth most populous nation, Russia is going to export to help meet Pakistan's demands. Moscow and Islamabad reached a conceptual agreement on supplies of Russian oil and petroleum products to Pakistan. This was on Friday. Earlier in December, the Minister of Petroleum, Mr. Malik, visited Moscow to negotiate energy supplies to Islamabad and announced that Russia would provide oil, gasoline, diesel, to the country at discounts. He didn't mention what kind of discounts. He also discussed remaining questions like the construction of a Pakistan stream gas pipeline like Nord Stream 2, but this one going east. They won't blow this one up. And prospects for wider cooperation in energy and power engineering. Russia presented the concept of future gas supplies to Pakistan. We must evaluate the position of the Pakistan stream and this concept as soon as possible. Russia is doing well, and we in the West, we're making it. Now, also, Russia is still the top seaborne oil supplier to Europe, despite sanctions. See, there are these nations in Europe that depend on Russian energy. They can't just agree with empire to cut, you know, to cut off energy. They need this for you know, the people will freeze to death, their industry, their government. So no, even though America sanctions, these people will say, okay, we'll put sanctions on Russia, limited sanctions, and that's going to be what they're going to have to, America's going to have to be satisfied with. Now, while the European Union seaborne imports of Russia crude oil declined by over 12% last year, Russia still enjoyed status as the top seaborne oil supplier to the bloc, despite the sanctions. Russia still accounted for 21.9% of European seaborne imports of Russian crude last year. Other nations or other areas where they receive crude from, the European nations, the North Sea. There were some shipments out of Africa. But mainly it is Russia that is still continuing to supply the European nations with energy. Then last year, Russia posted a record current account surplus. In spite of the sanctions, I've mentioned before that Russia is at her zenith. Russia is going to continue to get stronger militarily, economically, diplomatically. No matter what America, the EU nations, the NATO nations do, it won't matter. I go back to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 in the Bible. Those two chapters talk about Russia today. And Russia, it's talking about Russia at her zenith, militarily, economically, and diplomatically. Those three, those two chapters explain to you exactly what I just presented to you. Militarily, Russia is to be a guard to protect the smaller nations from what? From who? Why does Russia have to be a guard, a protector from empire? Empire and the reaches of empire into Europe, Western, Central, Eastern Europe, then through the NATO nations, and the control of empire over the European nations. This is who Russia, why Russia has to be a guard to the nations she is involved with from the corporate West. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show. Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Okay, so according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Ezekiel is describing Russia in her full glory, at her zenith, when she is the strongest as a nation ever in her existence. Families through the centuries, through the couple of millennium, but her zenith will be in the last 10 years before Christ's return. And we've moved into that 10-year period. And sure enough, Russia has never been so strong, no matter what America and the European nations and the NATO nations, no matter what they do, Russia will remain as strong as she has been and will get stronger. And in Ezekiel, it does, in a way, in the open, explain that Russia militarily will be powerful and will protect other nations that are going to be her comrades in a future plan. And Russia will be a guard to these nations from the empire, from the unipolar world. And the way that Russia will be a guard is she will be at the helm of a multipolar world system. This has happened. It is happening. A year ago, I started talking about a multipolar, unipolar world. There will be two systems, economic systems of trade in the world when Christ returns, at least two. The unipolar world that will be headed up by the coming Antichrist. And with the because Antichrist is going to be the one behind the helm of the unipolar world, whatever this individual decides to do, the European nations will have to go along. Eventually, I suspect that the NATO nations, that system is going to collapse, because eventually they're going to, these NATO nations presently, at some point, they're going to want to be free. They're going to want their freedom. They don't want to be controlled by empire any longer, by the globalist West. So, no matter what they do, they are not going to destroy Russia. Russia, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, will be destroyed by God when Russia, with Iran, Turkey, some of the old Soviet bloc nations, Ethiopia, Libya, when they come down to a new territory that Israel is going to occupy and take over, present-day Jordan. Right now, Jordan is not Israeli property, is not under the control of the Israeli government. But very shortly, it will be. There's going to be a campaign, and Israel, in that campaign, will take over, occupy, and control present-day Jordan. And once that war is concluded, when Israel obtains those objectives, Russia and these other nations will come down to present-day Jordan, and their God, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, says that he is going to destroy all but one-sixth of Russia, or those armies, I should say. Five-sixths will be destroyed. One-sixth will remain. Russia will no longer be a force in the world. In just a few, within a month period of time, I would assume, Russia will be reduced to from what she is presently at her zenith, with her might, with her power, economically, militarily, diplomatically, and with a one-month period, she will be reduced to a non-issue, non-matter, not a threat to empire. When Russia is destroyed with these other nations, it will be two nations in the ring. Well, in a sense, as far as nations. Empire, the globalist West, the New World Order West, and the unipolar West, and China. And China will basically take the reins that are going to be released out of Russia's hands at her destruction. China will be the one to help the remaining. It will be from BRICS nations. Just remove the R. There will be no R. There will be no Russia. It will just be Brazil, India, China, and South Africa, and the other nations that will go along with the multipolar world network of trading companies, countries. That's who will remain. That is who will remain. But it will be the alternative to the unipolar world control network. And in that network of control, the European nations and the NATO nations will be controlled by America. Now, in the Ukraine, the International Monetary Fund, the person that is the head, her name is Georgia. She's the presently the president, I think, of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva. Last Friday, she said that money that has been invested in defense in Ukraine and those weapons, this income could have boosted economic development, especially in Switzerland. Russian officials repeatedly insisted that numerous NATO nations are involved in the Ukraine conflict to a great extent. And they've been true. They've been saying this for a year. This is not about Russia versus Ukraine. This is about Russia versus NATO nations, European nations, and empire. So Russia's up against three big groups. Russia's not fighting Zelensky. He's not fighting just the Nazis in Ukraine, Azov Battalion, and the other smaller groups. No, Russia is, the conflict is with the United States of America at a distance, with the European nations that are assisting Ukraine monetarily, with manpower, with weapons, with technology, with intelligence, the United States, the CIA, and all the other agencies, satellite, all of the with surveillance from outer space. That's who Russia's up against. And the Russian people, I've discussed this before, but for the new listeners, the Russian people realize that if they should lose this battle in Ukraine, that's just the battleground. The forces are, again, United States, European nations, NATO nations. If Russia should lose, Russia will become the victim of the New World Order. China is not fighting America. China is fighting, like Russia, this new satanic world order that is coming. These nations of the world that are joining the Multipolar World Network. They are well aware that the World Bank, the IMF, the Federal Reserve in America, the World Economic Forum, and what the agendas of climate change at the UN, these are all controlled 100% and funded heavily by the United States of America. These nations know that if there is no alternative, this nation will move in. We pretty much have moved in. We don't have territories throughout the world. We have colonies in the Philippines, Hawaii. We own Hawaii. We have a difficult time controlling Hawaii because there's so much Asian influence there, so much Asian money. But don't be fooled. America has put a claim, and the Hawaiian Islands are America's territory. They are our colonies. They belong to empire, and you know, the other nations know it. But the nations know that if they don't do something quickly and invest, they're investing. The second world, third world nations, and the fourth world nations, they can't. The fourth world nations, there's nothing they can do. They can't invest in the multipolar world. Because the fourth world nation, they're the Uyghurs and the people that are slaves all over the world. They have no say over anything. They have no say as to when they go to bed, when they get up, what they eat, when they eat, any time that they have that is actually theirs. That's truly the fourth world nations, these people that are slaves. And that includes these women that have been sold into slavery and children. That's the fourth world. The third world, they're the poorest nations. They are doing everything possible, and they realize the only way that they can, the thing that will help them more than anything is to work with the multipolar world countries. That is their only, that's all they can do. That's what they want to do. They have no other choice. They know already they've been controlled and sanctioned by the United States of America, by the West already, by the British. And they want a multipolar world too. This is why the Arab nations are working with the multipolar world, trading with the multipolar world, doing whatever is necessary to get away from the American petroleum dollar. And it's working. And the Bible says it will happen. There will be nations that will be in an alternate economy during the time of Antichrist. Antichrist won't like it. And what he'll do is he'll use the American military, American space technology to destroy these nations. He'll use HARP, the HARP system, or the geo systems available to him to destroy the nations. So, we are in the last 10 years before Jesus Christ returns again, and there will come a time when people will beg Jesus Christ to please come. Otherwise, there will be no flesh saved.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
So many things I need to present. I have to talk about the world, Davos, the World Economic Forum. I don't want this to drift into the future without presenting some things that are very important. Now, you see, World Economic Forum, the Davos get-togethers, these are all controlled by empire. And the nations that are involved, empire, if somebody, let's say your next-door neighbor, let's say you're well off, you have three cars, you have everything, you know, everything that you would want. And your next-door neighbor has a bigger house than you do. And he decides that he wants to expand his yard, and he wants 10 feet from the property line towards your house. That's what empire does with these nations. Always asking for a little bit more. And these nations say, well, how much is enough? And empire says just a little more. Then eventually empire wants to know, how much money do you have in your bank account? I need $50 million because I want to send it to Ukraine. And guns, what kind of guns do you have in your vault? I need 30% of your guns and 50% of the ammunition that you have. I need to send it to Ukraine. And let's see, you have 20 people that work for you. I need 25% of the people that work for you. I'll pay them, but I want to send them to Ukraine. And eventually at Davos, these neighbors of America's, they're getting tired of being dictated to. So there isn't perfect harmony at Davos as you might think. There are people there from other nations like Emmanuel Macron, who is trying to carefully talk to the European countries, and he wants them to stop trading and buying anything from America, work within industry, manufacturing, truly work this work together. Let's buy in-house, spend in-house, quit buying and being, controlled by America. Well, America is not going to like that. And there is some verses in the book of Daniel where there are going to be nations that are not going to be too happy with empire. And this coming individual that we know as Antichrist, he is going to uproot, tear up, destroy, take over some of the nations in the future out of Europe that are not going to go along with his plans. They might be nations or they might be agencies of some kind. But Macron better be careful, because he's already, the CIA already has tapped into anything electronic that he has. Probably has lasers, some form of lasers on his bedroom window. You don't mess with empire. Empire is a monster. Empire is a woman that is out of control, Revelation chapter 17. A harlot. The only thing the harlot cares about is herself. That is empire. So this Kristalina Georgieva, she said, we're in a global war because what happened 30 years, or what happened in World War II, it's happening again. And we had dividends during the time of peace. We've enjoyed peace for 30 years. We've invested. We have a surplus financially. But now, because we have had to invest our hard-earned money into weapons for Ukraine, that's war, now the investments that could have gone to economic development are being spent on defense weapons. And because of that, within the nations, there are going to be more people hungry. Less the prosperity of the individuals in the nations, especially Europe, is what she's talking about. They're losing their savings. And then in Russia, there's a Nikolai Patrushev claimed, she's a National Security Council individual. I don't know if it's a woman or Nikolai, might be a man, said the events in Ukraine are not a confrontation between Moscow and Kiev, but a military confrontation between NATO and Russia. We are not being told that in this country. It is a war between NATO and Russia. And this guy is being generous. He's not saying it's also a war against European nations, European military, European finances. He didn't come right out and say it's also a war against empire. with all of the military-industrial complex corporations with America surveillance from above, on the ground, in the sea, in the air, under the sea. So he was gracious by not mentioning the United States. Now I'm going to, again, with these globalists there at the World Economic Forum. Then you have the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He, at that conference, he stated that he's warned that the world is heading into an eye of a Category 5 economic hurricane. He's telling the truth, but you have to remember, this guy is being directed by Empire. So, yes, he's telling the truth, but you have to read between the lines, because eventually he's going to eventually subtly disclose that we that are controlled by Empire at the World Economic Forum, we are the individuals and the agencies and the NGOs that are going to control the world, because we are the brilliant people of the world. Rick Rodriguez, the President.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapeer gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
See, that's the theme song of the World Economic Forum. They want the world to sing together in perfect harmony. But to do that, you'll own nothing, and you're going to be happy to own nothing. You'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, you'll have no freedoms, you'll have no rights, and you will enjoy being completely at their mercy. The Bible says, the mercy of the wicked is cruel. The mercy of the wicked is cruel. You want to be in the hands of these cruel people? And I'm going to tell you, there are millions and millions and millions of snowflakes in this land. We has had a big snowstorm. There were trillions of snowflakes. But I'm talking about human snowflakes that don't reason. They can't think. They can't see. They have no understanding. They're blind. They're deaf. And they think that these individuals, because they have put themselves in positions of authority and power, that they are qualified to run the world. Well, look what they've done already. The world is a mess. There's confusion everywhere, hardship. See, these type of people at the World Economic Forum, they are eugenists. They like euthanasia. They don't mind killing a billion people through famine. They don't mind killing another billion people through war. They don't mind killing another billion people through diseases, plagues, bacteria, bugs inside the body, man-made creatures in the body. And the way that they get these little man-made creatures that are geo-engineered engineered in labs in Ukraine and all over the world. They put these little things in little vials of liquid and they inject them into people. See, these people, they are selfish, self-centered, self-important. They are God-haters. They hate mankind in general. And they have a religion. Like churches, you know, churches, there are many different churches, true Christian churches, and they all have different ways, different practices. Well, these people in the World Economic Forum, they do worship. They either worship man, themselves, which is, you might as well worship the devil, and they do worship the devil. They all hate the God of heaven. They hate His dear Son, Jesus Christ. They hate the Holy Spirit. You talk about the Holy Spirit around these people, and they lock up. Their minds shut down. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit is brought into a situation, the demons freeze. The demons panic. When Christ came into the areas where He was going to cast out demons, the demons spoke through the people that were in, the demons were in people, and these demons in these people would say, "Have you come to torment us before our time?" And the Lord had to tell them to be quiet. See, these people, they have something in them that they won't tell you is in them, but when you bring the Holy Spirit into their presence, they lock up. They seize up. The demons don't know how to function because the demons want to say, "Have you come to torment us before our time?" Well, their time is running out. Christ is coming very shortly, and these demons are going to be bound. They're going to be locked up, and they're going to have a you might say, an area on this earth that they cannot escape from. They're going to be rounded up like cattle, and they're going to be locked on a continent that they've got to stay on. They can't leave. They're going to be brought from all over the world and put together in a hold, H-O-L-D. And they can't get out of that hold. They'll be restricted to that hold. These people, you know, you don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you. I study these people. I don't study just what they do. I studied their background, like Klaus Schwab. This man, he was born to be destroyed. Now, how could I say that as a Christian? How could I say that? Because the Bible says it. That's why. The Bible in the book of Romans, Paul the Apostle said that there are vessels created, some to be destroyed, some to be glorified. So these people are vessels of destruction. The Bible says it, not me. We'll be back. Finish out. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm going to finish out with we need to talk about dear old Nancy. So this was foxnews.com. This was on January the 19th, last Thursday. It says that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had priests come to her house in San Francisco to perform an exorcism after her husband was severely attacked in November, according to her daughter. Alexandra Pelosi, the daughter of Nancy, told New York Times that her mother called priests to perform an exorcism of the house over Thanksgiving, just weeks after David DePape allegedly attacked Paul Pelosi with the hammer. They're lovers. Lover. Nancy Pelosi, her daughter said, felt guilty that her husband was injured by a man who was looking for her. No, this guy was, from what I've read, he was gay. He wasn't looking for Nancy. He was looking for a man, not Nancy. I think the guy was selling Pelosi, Mr. Pelosi, drugs. And I think he was maybe felt slighted by his lover. So many reports, but so it continues. I think that really weighed heavy on her soul. Nothing can weigh heavy on Nancy's soul. I don't know if she has any empathy, and I don't know if there's anything that could personally, my own personal observation, you look at her psychological profile, the lady is full of herself. She's made of iron. She's trying to cover her own tracks because of the shame that the one thing about people that are in the occult, I'm going to tell you something so you know. They do not like to be shamed. They hate to be shamed publicly. You can do anything to them. You can call them names. You can call them a bad habit. You can anything. But don't bring shame to them. And here, Nancy's husband gets caught with the Pape, a lover. And everybody now knows that the man is hasn't been faithful to Nancy. She can't handle that. She cannot handle that. No way. This guy, he doesn't have much long. He's not going to be on this earth much longer, because she won't forget. She won't forgive and forget. She's supposed to forgive and forget, but she won't forgive and she won't forget. I think that really broke her. Over the Thanksgiving, she had priests coming, trying to have an exorcism of the house and having prayer services. Alexandra Pelosi told the New York Times. Well, I think she knows. So Nancy is admitting that she believes in evil spirits. She believes it. That means she believes in God. And she believes that, you know, she wants people to believe that she is a solid Catholic. She's faithful to the Catholic Church and faithful to God. Well, I have my suspicions. I really have my suspicions. But the house is going to have an exorcism. And I don't think the priests are going to be able to get rid of these things. No way. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. I have more for you tomorrow from the other side. Rick Rodriguez will be back tomorrow.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.